from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, J.D. Vance says the country has to do better when it comes to gun violence in schools. During last night's VP debate, Vance said security must be increased at schools, including more resource officers. Democrat Tim Walz said as a gun owner, he understands the Second Amendment, but that the country's first responsibility is to children. On the issue of the economy, Vance said Harris has done nothing positive for the economy as current VP.
She's been the vice president for 3.5 years. She had the opportunity to enact all of these great policies. And what she's actually done instead is drive the cost of food higher.
Walz says there is proof Harris's economic policies can work. He says the policies succeeded in his home state, such as lowering rents. And a message obtained by New Jersey 101.5 from the owner of the home whose profanity-laced Kamala Harris sign was burned last month. He is offering forgiveness for whoever did it.
Homeowner Robert Kaczynski says if the culprit rings his doorbell and apologizes, the contrition will be accepted and no charges will be pressed. He also says the vulgar sign will be retired. A new sign with a positive message of his choosing would go up until the election, which would be repainted by the newly repentant. Kaczynski added that the offer is non-negotiable and expires 1 week from its post date of October 1st. He added that, quote, forgiveness is more powerful than hate. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Ahead of the election, more people in New Jersey are registering to vote. Of the 38,000 new registrations that claim a political affiliation, most are choosing Republican. However, the majority are choosing to remain unaffiliated. There are now more than 6.6 million registered voters, and Democrats still hold about a million voter advantage. Away from the race now, police are asking for the public's help following the death of a woman involved in a hit-and-run in Aberdeen nearly a month ago. 58-year-old woman was found laying in the street of a residential neighborhood not far from the area's high school on Sunday. The victim died from her injuries. Police still have no suspects in the hit-and-run, and they ask anyone with information to contact the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 39 points. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we quiet tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All in all, pretty smooth sailing heading toward the first weekend of October. Our next big weather system to come in will be a fairly strong cold front on Monday. That'll drive in some rain showers, some wind, and also a cool down heading into next week. For tonight, weak cold front could produce a sprinkle, then clearing skies and cool temperatures overnight. Lows dip into the mid-50s. And tomorrow, a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies. It'll be dry and mild, highs in the lower 70s. Pushing into the mid-70s on Friday, also very nice, going from sun to clouds. There is a chance of a shower early Saturday. The rest of the weekend looking fine. Partly sunny and upper 70s on Saturday. Mostly sunny and lower 70s on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 67, Manalapan 68, Salem 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves. At Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements, they believe in surrounding your family by the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Visit bycarls.com today. That's bycarls.com today.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Get your free guide at iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.